One more question. What is the fundamental virtue that should animate the lay apostolate? You might almost expect the answer. It is the virtue of supernatural charity. But notice, it is charity, not mere love. Any Bible which translates St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, 13th chapter. Love this and love that is not a Catholic translation. It is charity. In other words, it is love indeed, but love animated by the grace of God. Loving others. Others needs to be said, even to being willing to die for them. Our Lord told us, by this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. What an examination of conscience we all have to make, and a repeat beginning with the speaker on our practice of really, honestly, selfless charity toward those whom God has placed and will place into our lives. And the more tired these people are, the more they need our charity. Do you hear me? The more difficult they are, the more they need our charity. Because we are a patient love of those who try us. Don't you ever dare say to the breaking point, God's grace will always sustain us. They need the grace that we will merit for them through our patient endurance of can be a difficult, what a cheap word, personality. Lord Jesus, for too many years, we have taken your word for granted. We know by heart what you told us. Now the world will recognize us as your disciples in the measure that we love one another. But dear Lord, we need your light to see how, in spite of our piety, how selfish we can be. Give us the grace, dear Savior, to love others and pay dearly for our love. Because it is in this way that we shall be channels of grace to those whom you placed into our lives, so that by loving them, we might win what they need to reach that heavenly home for which we were made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us sinners,
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.